From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington and cities around the world, as well as other U.S. cities, to rally for tougher gun laws in the U.S. following a recent mass deadly shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Naomi Wadler was among many young people here in Washington.
My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we, too, have the right to vote.
March for Our Lives student organizers are demanding that children's lives are made a high priority in the country, and they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A new poll conducted by the Associated Press indicates sentiment may be changing regarding gun ownership and use of automatic weapons. The poll found that 69% of Americans surveyed now think gun laws should be tightened. Overall, the survey indicated 90% of Democrats, 50% of Republicans, and 54% of gun owners now favor stricter gun control laws. But nearly half of Americans, the poll revealed, do not expect politicians to do anything about it. Russian and Syrian media reporting more than 105,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Departure comes a day after one rebel group surrendered territory in Ghouta. This is VOA News.